Well, why chain the dragon when you can ride it? You taught me that. Father, I can't just... Yes, but... Excuse me for a moment. I'll meet you at breakfast. Go ahead without me. You, where are you meant to be? Well, certainly it isn't here. These are closed quarters. Nothing so formal, just princess is fine. And even a guard isn't meant to live in this part of the... My. Nobody told me I was being assigned a personal guard. Don't tell me that conversation with Father last night was... Well, I wasn't listening well. I think I recall... something. Then, what is your name? Then I'll just call you that. Well, you aren't just any guard. And if I call guard, anyone could come. If you are meant to protect me in specific, I want to know how to call you specifically. Walk with me, won't you? Have you accustomed yourself to the palace? You're already bold enough to correct me. We'll get along fine. But no, it isn't a castle. Not until my father agrees to reinforce the outer walls. It's pathetic. I've been telling him for ages. Well, that is exactly why I intend not to marry. This side of Verdant belongs to my father. Everything to the river. I want to preserve this place and the beautiful ruins west of here. Father doesn't care enough about those. And he doesn't care enough about the danger. Yes, well, he doesn't believe in monsters. I even think he's seen a handful with his own eyes, and he still says they aren't real. It's true. He says it over and over. They aren't monsters, they aren't monsters. His eyes play tricks on him, you see. Don't be silly. What kind of person would look into the eyes of a man-eating siren and say, she isn't a monster? My father doesn't know mercy. He only knows to... Well, I shouldn't say that. He is a clever man. We just don't see eye to eye. But I do respect him. I should watch my words. Out of curiosity, what is your opinion of him? Well, surely you've met him at least once. He hired you, did he not? I assure you, my father understands first impressions well. What you saw there is his personality in its entirety. Or at least, what you saw there is all you'll ever know of it. Oh, now that I have a personal guard, am I able to assign you duties? I have suitors that arrive each morning. It is your job to go down and collect anything they bring. Exactly, and I stand by my words. I don't want to marry. But I can't stop them from coming. You don't have to worry. I'm not breaking any hearts. My suitors don't come because they love me. They come because they want the position of king. They're strange and distant, and they speak so sternly. But they try to act gentle in odd ways. I don't like it. When people pretend to be something that they aren't. They only come off disingenuous. And in the end, that's exactly what it is, isn't it? Disingenuous. Nothing. It's something about you. makes me open up a little too easily. I suppose it's been a while since I met someone I could speak freely to. Oh, I have friends. A whole lot, actually. So many I can't remember their names. In fact, I doubt they can remember mine. They come and they go. We usually have tea once, discuss a business deal, and they're on their way. Well, there is Ivy. A maid. But she's hopelessly in love with my father. Follows them like a puppy. If I did anything my father didn't approve of and she found out, she'd go straight to him. I can't tell her a thing, so... It's hard to really say we are friends, but I like to believe it. What about you, then? Do you have any friends? I see. You're new to Verdant entirely. Did you come here just for this job? Wow. Then the job was months in preparation. It would have been wonderful to have known a little earlier. You aren't the one who needs to apologize. But I doubt I'll get an apology from my father. No wonder he was surprised last night. Well, he said he thought I would react differently. But I was too busy. Thinking, of course. I was imagining. I get stuck in my head sometimes, especially when he talks. Now, come with me to my personal quarters if you don't mind. I'll have you take a look around there as well. Of course I don't trust you. But I do respect you for wanting to warn me against bringing newcomers to a private area. We won't be alone. If I know anything about who my father hires, he chose you based on defensive skills only. And considering that you tried to correct me earlier, which I don't actually mind, I'm assuming he didn't provide you training at all. Then let me catch you up. Don't address others while you are with me, especially while I'm talking to you. Not even my father. Do not acknowledge him. I should have your complete attention when we are speaking, at least in front of other people. I have a reputation to upkeep. Now, this is my sunroom. It is connected to my bedroom, but you can only enter this way. I hate entering directly into my bedroom. So much that, you can see, I had the door removed. I have no issue with you lounging in here as long as you are off duty. Yes, you'll be off duty while I'm elsewhere, like my horse riding lessons. You can read any of my books, so long as you don't let them bend. And you put them back where they were. Do not read my diary. That goes without saying. Yes. I am recording it for historical purposes, but it does contain personal information. You understand, I'm sure. Oh, and I doubt you were expecting to do this, but it's a requirement of my own. Do not allow the maid to clean my bedroom. I clean it myself. But if you see my bed could be tidied or there are books left out, please do try to keep everything in order. You will sleep across the hall in very close proximity. I feel safer that way. Yes, like I said, I did just meet you, but if my father trusted you, I suppose I have to trust you too. And like I said, I shouldn't have spoken about him that way. He's intelligent. Incredibly intelligent. He just doesn't see things the way I do. Let me show you around in here. There are a few things you are not to touch. Firstly, this set of drawers is completely off limits. We're gonna have to work on that. Your mouth. I don't like you asking questions. To put it shortly, a woman has things that are for her eyes only. This entire tapestry should not be touched. Not even straightened. But you may admire it. It's woven out of siren hair. It was given to me as a gift at the docks. Sirens are elusive and difficult to kill, so this is very precious. It's beautiful, isn't it? I think it brings good luck. I'm not sure how many sirens it took to make it, but I like to think that there are less of them in the ocean. This is my telescope. You can use it. In fact, I encourage you to do so. It's exciting to see the stars up close. I have a lot of exciting things here. It can be difficult to keep the things that mean a lot to me out in the palace. They're always moved. My father complains that guests won't like it. Even when I was a child, I couldn't have anything out there. So, this bedroom is my escape. And on that topic, please bring whatever you like to make your room feel like home. And if you need anything, I'll have somebody get it for you. Every morning at 7 a.m. I wake up. I study verdant political history, and I hate alarm clocks. Please wake me yourself and do it gently. It doesn't take much. I do have bodyguards, but you are the most important when it comes to protecting me. Look for strange people. Don't hesitate to question anyone or report strange behavior. I'm my father's only child. And now that my mother is gone, nothing can happen to me. You understand how important this family is, don't you? Good. Think of me as your own duty. What is it? Well, anyway, make sure you do as I've told. And if you are unsure about anything, please ask. There should be no point in which you're confused. I hope I'm not being too strict. Don't mistake it for rudeness. I only mean to make myself very clear. You have an incredibly important job here, which I'm sure you know. If you will excuse me, I am very late for breakfast. Actually, would you join me? I think it might be less lonely.